Uncut, uncensored truth right here on Illuminati News Hour, Illuminati Radio Podcast Show with your host, Pastor Michael Smith, and co-host, Brother Malik Jefferson. And if you are new to this podcast, you just stumbled across this podcast, if this is your first time here, stay a while. All you have to do is simply hit that follow button on this podcast. And as you hit that follow button, you will be notified every time we drop this breaking news on you. Can't get to the truth nowhere else but right here. Don't forget, if you want to support this podcast, you can do so. We got a Cash App for you. $Illuminati Radio Fund. That's only for support. That's $Illuminati Radio Fund. And without further ado, Lord, R. Kelly and Tasha K, people. R. Kelly and Tasha K.
Bye.
listen, let me tell you something. It's not like Tasha K. This is an agenda, people. This is an agenda. You see, they've been pulling at our amendment rights for years. You know what I'm saying? That guy who, you know what I'm saying, was giving away a PlayStation in Times Square?
Carson Nye, who
was giving away a PlayStation in Times Square, and they said 64 people was arrested or something like that.
It was a rape case.
His first ritual was a rape case, but this ritual right here in Times Square, this was not only a ritual, but it was also an agenda to, you know what I'm saying, to implant different laws. Like, you know what I'm saying, right now you are able to, you know what I'm saying, get out your phone and go live, and you know what I'm saying, in the public, you are able to get out your phone and go live in the public, and you can draw a crowd while going live in the public. You know what I'm saying? There is no law that prohibits you from doing this. So, you know what I'm saying? So with Carson Nye doing this, this is for them to look into, you know what I'm saying, how they can regulate who goes live and where they go live at. Do they need a permit? Because the main thing that they was talking about with that Carson Nye and that Times Square thing is permits. He did not have a permit to draw this crowd. See? Now check this out. Now, Tasha K is being used, you know what I'm saying? And R. Kelly is being used to push another agenda. It's called the freedom of free press. See, the reason why me and Brother Jefferson are able to, you know what I'm saying, do these reports, you know what I'm saying, and report. The reason why a lot of other, you know what I'm saying, social media personalities are able to do reports, and besides the national media, it's because we exercise our right to free press. So with this, you know what I'm saying, first, Tasha K, you know what I'm saying, was in the news for so-called lying on Cardi B. Well, she didn't lie on Cardi B, because everybody knows that if you have a cold sore on your lip, everybody knows what the fuck that is. That's not a lie. That means you've been sucking dick. That's what that means. If you have a cold sore on your lip, if you got a herpes on your lip, you use your lip to suck strange dick. Just keeping it real. So Tasha K didn't lie. But being that, you know what I'm saying, the judge ruled in the favor of Cardi B, that's because it's an agenda. Now, you know what I'm saying? Now that on top of the Cardi B one, now we got another celebrity, which is R. Kelly, is now suing Tasha K.
And the guy that she beat up, too.
She's suing Tasha. He's suing Tasha K. There's a bigger agenda behind this. That agenda is the right to free press. You know what I'm saying? This is coming up to the famine of the word. It's going to come a point in time, it's going to come a point in time where they're going to enact all of these laws and take away your rights by enacting these laws, different laws that coincide, that in replace of your rights, they enact laws in replace of your rights, make it hard for you to exercise your rights. Now, in order for you to probably to get a right to free press, now you're going to have to do what? You might have to register with the government in order to exercise your right to free press now. And this is new. You guys can't see it. This is what's going on. Tasha Kay's being used. She's a puppet, like I've been told you. But we're going to go ahead and hear this. Go ahead, Brother Jefferson.
What about if you eat a coochie?
Is he what?
What if you eat a coochie? Would you get all that too? Would you get a disease too? If you eat a coochie?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? If you eat I know a person who ate a woman's coochie and he almost died.
You're lying.
No, I'm dead serious. I know a man who ate a woman's coochie and almost died. You want to know how he almost died?
How he almost died?
Because the woman had gonorrhea.
Oh, shit. That sexy red type shit.
Yeah, and then he had gonorrhea in his mouth, which almost closed up his throat. And he couldn't hardly breathe. He had to be rushed to the hospital to damn get a shot in his neck.
No.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So Cardi B was eating some girl coochie,
Cardi B was sucking dick. That's what she was doing. You know what I'm saying? That's why she got them herpes on her lips. Everybody knows when you go women in a stripper club, you know what I'm saying? Main focus is getting the people who frequent the stripper club to take them outside of the stripper club to a hotel for some extra money. Every stripper, that's what every stripper dream is. Every stripper dream is to come up on that motherfucking nigga who is going to give them some extra money to do an out call. And you know what goes on them out calls. A lot of strange dick sucking. And that's because we know Cardi B was a stripper. She tell you she was a stripper. She tell you she used to, you know what I'm saying, get them Johns drunk and take them back to the hotel. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Who paid for the hotel? It wasn't her. The Johns paid for the hotel because the Johns wanted some ass. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Okay then. Media take out people on the news. R. Kelly, why suing prison. Burrow and Tasha K over a alleged leaked private information. People. You got anything to say about that, Pastor?
Yeah, I got everything to say about this. You know what I'm saying? Because Tasha K said that she have people in Chicago, in the Chicago jail system that is working for her. She said this on camera. She said, shout outs to Chicago. You know what I'm saying? My winos. She said, yeah, that's what she said. She said, shout out to my winos in Chicago PD or whatever. Chicago for correctional. You know what I'm saying? They work for me. That's what she said. So being that they work for her, you know what I'm saying? The people who gave her this information that work in the system is liable. You know what I'm saying? This can spread out to be a big case. And at the same time it spread out to be a big case, what is going to be at the forefront of the whole thing? Independent journalism. Because that is what Tasha K is using. That is how Tasha K came up, being an independent journalist. And what is that? Exercising your right to free press. This is how they are going to slowly tighten the net on people like me from speaking the truth freely. Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? It also cracks down on the Israelite camp. The Israelite camps is not going to be able to go to the street corners and preach unless they have some type, unless they sign up with the 501c3, and two, unless they have some type of permit.
They can't go on video. They can't. That's why they're going to shut down Google, too. Google account. They're going to set up a Google account with fake scamming page.
Yeah.
They'll be verified.
Yeah, and not only that, when you do, you know what I'm saying, sign up to the 501c3, and when you do get a permit to hold camp out in the streets or protest out in the streets, they give you a certain time that you can do it. You know what I'm saying? See, this is the crackdown, and people don't see it. And Tasha, stupid, retarded, no hair K, is in the mix of this because she's an agent. Like I told you, that whole thing with Cardi B was agent ties. I told you this. But go ahead.
Cardi dropped the case on her anyways.
But go ahead.
Cardi B dropped the case? Yes, that was Jason Lee. She supposedly dropped the case. Yes, bro. You know that?
So Tasha K don't own Cardi B?
No, she dropped the K. That's why Jason Lee's mad at Cardi B. That's why Jason Lee kind of mad at Cardi B because she dropped the case. I heard something in the articles on YouTube, like, you know, when you look at videos and stuff. Yes.
Check this out. When that Cardi B case first started, I told you it was a ritual. I told you it was to bring Tasha K more into the spotlight. That's what I said. I said, this is a publicity stunt and a ritual to bring Tasha K. Because, see, before Tasha K was famous, for YouTube famous, you know what I'm saying? Everybody knew Tasha K. But being that freaking damn Cardi B, which is a worldwide celebrity, is mentioning her, is suing her, bringing her into fruition and into the news, that put Tasha K on a totally another platform. That brought Tasha, those that didn't know Tasha K now knows Tasha K. And because everybody know Cardi B, even those in the political realm knows Cardi B because Cardi B was, you know what I'm saying, assigned to, you know what I'm saying, to be some type of political movement when the Biden, you know what I'm saying, was running for office, you know what I'm saying? It was Cardi B was the voice box for to the blacks.
She just interviewed Biden.
Yeah, exactly. They did that for a reason. You know what I'm saying? To bring Cardi B more into the spotlight. And now Tasha K being connected with Cardi B, now Tasha K is experiencing that same type of audience. So now with all that being said, look at the more, now Tasha K is going to be introduced to a much bigger audience because R. Kelly is still bigger than Tasha K.
But Tasha
K
on any platform doing interviews.
Yeah, because check this out. Because R. Kelly don't only have the younger folks. R. Kelly got the older folks.
The middle age folks.
Exactly. So now Tasha K is open up to a bigger, much bigger platform. And the agenda is to crack down, to, you know what I'm saying, to put a light on and to tighten the net on your freedom of press. Your freedom of free press, your freedom of speech. That's what this agenda is all about. It's not all about the suing. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? R. Kelly is not all about the suing. It's all about the agenda that is being pushed. You know what I'm saying? The Bible says that it's going to be a famine of the word. A famine. You know what I'm saying? Prophecy will come to pass. And if you're not, you know what I'm saying, sober-minded, you're going to miss the boat.
Rock the boat.
Brother Jefferson.
All right. Okay. R. Kelly has filed a lawsuit from prison alleging that officer unlawfully accessed his record and give the information to Tasha K. Lord. That's a good progress. In his lawsuit, he is claimed allegedly investigation of privacy in international infection.
Because check this out. If Cardi B couldn't get a dime from Tasha K, where you think this lawsuit going with R. Kelly? Exactly. She got money. Tasha K got money. She's just, you know what I'm saying, everything that's involving her company is all in the husband. It's the husband. You know what I'm saying? Tasha K is just a worker for her husband's company. That's what that is. Tasha K is just a worker. She's just an employee for her husband's company. You know what I'm saying? And as far as a corporation go, you know what I'm saying? Tasha K just, you know what I'm saying? Even though she owns her own company, Tasha K, to the public, she just gets a paycheck. You see? That's what that is. But,
she cares.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? She got money, or she wouldn't be keep, you know what I'm saying, bringing people to TashaKLive.com. You know what I'm saying? She wouldn't keep bringing people to her platform if she didn't have money. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to pay money to sign up to TashaKLive.com. Where that money going? You know what I'm saying? Somebody got to be spending that money. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Don't let them fool you. You know what I'm saying? But being that, you know what I'm saying, Cardi B couldn't get no money out of her. What you think, Cardi Kelly? Cardi Kelly ain't getting no money.
Why?
But go ahead.
Investigate of the privacy and international infection of an emotion distress, among other violations. The investigation from the Department of Justice, Department of Justice Office, and Inspector General reportedly found that at least 60 DOP officers made an unauthorized access to patient-sensitive confidence and private information intentionally by the DOP, and that one officer illegally accessed his email, correctional email, then herself before proving them to the Tasha K. R. Kelly can't control his girlfriend while behind bars. She shared with the viewer her viewers on phone call information between Kelly woman as well as visitors logged in email communication with the lawsuit say. What you gotta say about that, Pastor?
Lord. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, this is all about, you know what I'm saying, bringing into hindsight the job of Tasha K. That's all. It's all the spotlight. It might not be, you know what I'm saying, to the public ain't going to see this. You know what I'm saying? But those who are in the know understands and sees where the spotlight is being shined on. The job of Tasha K. And it all falls on investigative journalism. You know what I'm saying? The right to free press. You know what I'm saying? That is going to be questioned. That is going to be in question. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's about. This is what they're doing, people. You know what I'm saying? This is the famine of the word. You know what I'm saying? Every day they doing this. Go ahead.
Okay. That said, let me see any more. Okay, yes. In one of the videos, in one of her videos, Toxic K say, yeah, there is a phone tap somewhere, and I'm not going to tell you where it is. I have plugs. I have the plugs. I'm not going to tell you where I got information from, but just listen to the damn information, okay?
Yeah, but check this out. Tasha K is not a lawyer. You know what I'm saying? The only people that can, you know what I'm saying? The only people that can listen in on, you know what I'm saying, conversations are those in law enforcement who is investigating a crime that is potentially done by the people that's on the phone. You know what I'm saying? The only way that, you know what I'm saying, conversations can't be listened to is lawyer and client confidentiality. You know what I'm saying? That's the only way. And Tasha K is not a lawyer, and nor was these people who was talking to R. Kelly a lawyer. So therefore, you know what I'm saying? They can be legally criminalized for this. You know what I'm saying? The people who leaked, you know what I'm saying? The people who gave Tasha K the information can be legally criminalized for this. Tasha K can be legally criminalized for this, for conspiracy. You know what I'm saying? This is a criminal case right here. This can be, you know what I'm saying? The Cardi B case was a, you know what I'm saying, was just a lawsuit. You know, civil case. You know what I'm saying? But this right here is a criminal case. Tasha K can be brought up on charges. You know what I'm saying? The people that are responsible for giving it to Tasha K can be brought up on charges. And if you don't see nobody being brought up on charges and nobody being locked up, then you'll know what this is about.
Yeah, they got a beat up on Teddy singing in prison.
No, they do.
They got a beat up on singing, Pastor.
Lord.
In one of her videos, Tasha K said, yeah, there's a phone tap. Well, no, wait a minute. No, I read that before. Oh, hey, he had every right to be able confidence to think of the BOB would protect him information and not exploit it. But unfortunately, certain BOB officers
But I tell you what. R. Kelly do have a lawsuit. You know what I'm saying? He can sue the Bureau of Prisons. He can sue the Bureau of Prisons because they, you know what I'm saying, is responsible for this. You know what I'm saying?
They won't.
So he do got a lawsuit. You know what I'm saying? He do got a lawsuit. He ain't gonna get nothing from Tasha K, but he do got a lawsuit.
So that if somebody took your private information, you already and the people that in the company allowed and did that, so you already sued them, right?
I don't have no private information. They can take my information.
Like, I'm talking in general.
Yeah.
In general speaking, if somebody took your private information in a company, you got to sue them.
Yeah, you can sue them. That's why I said R. Kelly got a case.
Yeah.
R. Kelly got a case. He ain't gonna get nothing from Tasha K, but he definitely can get something from the Bureau of Prisons.
That would probably kill it after that. They don't want to get that money.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm pretty sure a lawyer is letting them know that, yeah, you got a case, but I know what this agenda is. You know what I'm saying?
Lie.
Yeah.
Lie. Okay. Kelly's attorney, Jennifer Bonjean. Told ABC 7 Chicago he does not feel comfortable to this day talking to anyone, even his own lawyer, because of the impact of the event. Lord.
I want you to hold on to that because we're going to do that one for tonight. Yeah, we're going to do that one for tonight. I want you to hold on to that. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's a shame. It's a shame. I tell you, people. Yeah, this is what they're doing, people. This is the motive. I'm going to be doing an exclusive, more in-depth, and I'm going to put some scriptures behind this, you know what I'm saying, tonight at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you know what I'm saying, for the Bible study class. If you guys don't know where the Bible study class at, I want you to go to YouTube and type ISBC Truth on YouTube. That's ISBC Truth on YouTube. Type that in. When you see it says ISBC Truth, you'll see the channel. Go to the channel, hit that subscribe button, and you know what I'm saying, tune into tonight. We're gonna expose that. We're gonna go into that heavy. Oh, there you go, people. Well, thank y'all for tuning in. Huh?
Sing a song for
the
ending.
You're not alone. All right. All right. I want to thank you all for tuning in, logging on to another edition of the Illuminati News Hour, Illuminati Radio Podcast Show, with your host, Pastor Michael Smith, and co-host, Brother Malik Jefferson. And if you're new to this podcast, you just stumbled across this podcast, if this is your first time here, stay a while. All you have to do is simply hit that follow button. Hit that follow button and turn on your notifications so you get notified every time we drop this breaking news on you. Hit that follow button. Don't forget, if you want to support this podcast, you know what I'm saying? Very easy. You can support this podcast, become a supporter. But we got a Cash App for you. $Illuminati Radio Fund. That's $Illuminati Radio Fund. I'll spell it out for you. $Illuminati Radio Fund. Until the next time, until the next one, we will see you on the next one.